Fall is the season when publishers start rolling out their big books, the ones they hope people will still be buying during the holiday season. And with all those writers vying for attention, it's important to build buzz about a book, get people talking about it. NPR's Lynn Neary has been following the buzz on the novel Room, which was just shortlisted for the prestigious Man Booker Award and which will be released in this country next week.
When it comes to selling books, says Heather Fain, marketing director for Little Brown Publishing Company, there is one surefire weapon.
In a lot of ways, the greatest marketing tool we ever have in publishing, and probably will never change, is word of mouth.
That's not to say any publishing house expects the word to spread all by itself. Someone has to get the buzz started, usually the person who reads the book first. In the case of Room, that was Little Brown executive editor Judy Klein.
I have to say, I read it in almost, I think, one sitting. I was completely overwhelmed by it, and when I got to the end of the book, I felt more worried that other people wouldn't love it as much as I did, because I sort of knew that it was a difficult book.
Difficult, because Room is the story of a mother and a son who are being held captive by the man who kidnapped, raped her, and is the boy's father. The child narrates the story, which begins in the only world he has ever known, a backyard shed that is in reality a prison. Klein was convinced that Little Brown should buy the book, but first she had to pitch it to her colleagues at an editorial meeting.
A lot of people in the room were skeptical. And then what started to happen, which I think has pretty much never happened to me before, is that one by one, everybody who read the book, people started to come by absolutely sort of evangelical about the book.
Getting everyone within the company talking about the book is the first step in building the buzz. The next step is spreading that excitement to the outside world. Little Brown knew the best way to overcome any discomfort with the concept was to get people to read the whole book. Marketing director Heather Fain says they sent out some 6,000 advance copies of the novel.
Some smaller novels, that's as many books as get printed, you know, to go out into the marketplace. So we really, really have just tried to make sure that every bookseller, librarian, blogger, reviewer, anyone who might possibly be interested in this book and interested in talking about it has a copy already.
The next step was Book Expo, the annual industry convention when booksellers from all over the country converge on New York and publishers compete to win their attention. They woo booksellers with parties and events where authors turn out to mix and mingle. Sarah Nelson, book editor at Oprah's O Magazine, says winning over booksellers is crucial.
Even though they may be a tiny bookstore and they may only buy 10 copies of the book that they've just heard discussed lovingly by the publisher, they talk to each other about it, and they get a galley, and they lend the galley out, and so on. So that's sort of where it starts.
At an event hosted by Little Brown, Room's author, Emma Donahue, spoke to a small crowd of booksellers and members of the media. Elaine Petricelli of Book Passage, a San Francisco-based bookstore, had already read her advance copy of the novel.
At first, when I heard that it was from the point of view of a 5-year-old boy, I thought, oh, I don't know. But Emma Donahue is so brilliant at the way she gets into the voice of this child and takes us into the room. And if you go around this convention today, you're going to hear people talking about it, even people who aren't in this room right now, because everyone's curious about it. And that is going to make for a pretty interesting say. I think it's going to sell very, very well.
Bookstores are one way to sell books. Book clubs are another. Esther Buchel of Literary Matters leads book clubs and organizes author events near her home base of Greenwich, Connecticut. She was impressed by Donahue's charismatic personality.
I was just entranced. I was very engaged by her as a speaker, and that's part of it. I've had events, and the authors were just terrible speakers. So there's no sale there. There's no interest there. People really need to connect with an author.
Still basking in the glow of Donahue's charm, Buchel said confidently she would organize an event featuring the author. But more recently, Buchel said the book was a hard sell because of its subject matter, though there is some interest in it now that it's been shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize.
Why did I read past page 5?
Sarah Nelson, who attended the same event at Book Expo, doesn't read anywhere near all the novels sent her way. But Nelson says she was also impressed by Donahue. She finished the book and reviewed it favorably in O Magazine. Still, Nelson says no matter what a publisher does to build the buzz, there's never a guarantee that the book will take off with the public or with reviewers.
It's a tricky thing for publishers, too, because I think you can sell too hard. And I think a lot of times books that get sold very hard or get a lot of press beforehand, there's a backlash waiting to happen.
There are plenty of stories of books that got hyped and went nowhere. At this point, editor Judy Klein says everyone at Little Brown is just holding their breath.
Everyone's nervous. I mean, not nervous so much as just hoping. I mean, we can only say so far so good, and that along the way we've had a lot of the right signs. I mean, I would be surprised if it just doesn't work at all.
Little Brown's Heather Fain says as they wait for the book's official U.S. release next week, it's a little like that half hour before the party you're hosting gets underway.
You've done everything you can. You've sent out the invitations. The food looks beautiful on the table, and then you're like, oh, I hope people come to my party. So now we just are hoping that all the readers come to our party.
It won't be long before they know just how many guests will accept the invitation. Lynn Neary, NPR News.
You can see for yourself what the buzz is about. You can read an excerpt from Room at our website, npr.org.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. It's edited by Greg Myrie and Rina Advani. The editorial staff includes Chanita Anderson, Ann Hawk, Kitty Isley, Jordana Hochman, Laura Kranz, Barry Hardiman, and Maeve McGoran, with Shannon Rhodes and Nina Gregory at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Sika. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. If you have any thoughts for us, you can reach us on Facebook and on Twitter at Morning Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.